Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Overnight closures of the Schuylkill Expressway are on tap for the next 6 months as PennDOT moves into the next phase of the Market Street Bridge project. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Here's a heads up for overnight drivers. Starting Sunday night and running until next June, the westbound Schuylkill Expressway is closing completely from 30th Street to the Vine Expressway between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m.
The interstate closure, it's inconvenient. But fortunately, you can get right off of that ramp at 30th Street, which shoots you up on Schuylkill Avenue West, and then you can, you know, decide to go on 76 West or on 676 East.
PennDOT spokesman Brad Rudolph says 6 months of overnight closures are necessary as the bridge carrying Market Street over Amtrak and I-76 is rehabbed.
There's a lot of work, and you're only giving the contractor and crews a certain amount of time each night. And some of that time has to be spent buttoning up and getting ready to open the highway by 5 a.m., and that is a must.
Even more detours are expected starting next August when the bridge over the Schuylkill River is rebuilt, closing Market Street for more than a year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Pennsylvania is one of the states announcing the implementation of Phase 2 of a national crackdown against robocalls. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us a multi-state task force is targeting four major providers.
In a statement, PA Attorney General Dave Sunday called robocalls more than just a nuisance, adding they can be dangerous lures to obtain Pennsylvanians' personal information and access to their identity and finances. That's why the bipartisan anti-robocall multi-state litigation task force is directing providers IntelliQuint, Lumen, Bandwidth, and Peerless to crack down on illegal robocalls across their networks. AG Sunday's office says collectively the four companies have been notified more than 25,000 times since 2019 that suspected illegal robocall activity was traced back to them. And officials estimate over a three-year period the companies combined for more than a billion imposter robocalls purporting to be from Amazon or Apple. The estimate over a 3 to 4 year period for phony robocalls from the IRS or Social Security Administration linked to those four companies? More than $3 billion. In August, the task force contacted 37 smaller voice providers. According to them, 13 of those companies can no longer have their call traffic accepted by U.S. voice providers. 19 of them stopped appearing in traceback results, indicating they've stopped allowing robocalls, and at least 4 ended contracts with accounts identified as transmitting illegal voice traffic. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Montgomery County DA's office is announcing a $5,000 reward as they investigate Sunday evening's deadly shooting in Norristown. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
19-year-old Hamid Boyd was shot around 6 p.m. on Sunday on Powell Street between Elm and Spruce Streets in Norristown. Police were notified by ShotSpotter, a gunshot detection system, and found Boyd with multiple gunshot wounds. Despite life-saving efforts, he was pronounced dead at the hospital. The Montgomery County DA's office says three males got into a white sedan, possibly a Chevy, and drove away after the shooting. They released images from cameras in the area. The DA's office is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the identification and arrest of those responsible. Anyone with information should call Norristown Police or Montgomery County Detectives. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After an outpouring of community support, the William Way LGBTQ Community Center will not be leaving its building in the neighborhood. KYW Sherrod A. Howard has the latest.
And so it's really great. Very good news, actually.
My heart is jumping with happiness. Oh,
Like many in the community hearing the news, Tom and Orlando are relieved that in an unexpected turn of events, the William Way Board announced they'll be able to stay in their historic building. Darius McLean, Executive Director of the Community Center.
Yeah, so the board decided that they are going to be bringing us back to 1315 Spruce Street.
In a statement, the board said that the community support would allow for renovations instead of leaving the center entirely, and generous donors played a large part in that. Tom and Orlando, who've been center regulars for years, say it's the best holiday gift they could have imagined.
Yes, it's like a family for us.
That's very exciting. It's good news for the whole city.
And McLean says it boils down to visibility and community.
This is the opportunity for us to, you know, stay where we've always been.
While they work out renovation details, center programming will operate out of the Church of St. Luke and Epiphany, just around the corner when the main building closes on December 18th. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.